Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me on the phone. Thanks, Kenny, for being here and taking the time.
Always happy to talk to you. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing really well. I think people have been a little surprised by the early haze this week, but we've had pretty nice weather, and it's we had a nice rain yesterday. Otherwise, it's been as clear as it can be, but definitely significant haze. Almost a smoky feeling in the air this week, which we hear is from the fires up north. And, you know, sometimes it seems like they say it's going to end, but then it doesn't end. So maybe people don't really know which way the wind will blow and which way the forest fires will turn. That's how it's been up here.
Yeah. So if it feels early, I would say you're correct. That's no big deal in general to see forest fires and prairie fires in the prairie provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan. That part's pretty normal. What's a little unusual is how early in the season. Typically this time of year, I mean, it kind of depends on whose statistics you're using, but typically this time of year in that region, the fire season would just be beginning, and you'd have maybe a few thousand acres burned. But what are we, over a million or something like that? It's a huge amount of fire, so maybe tens of thousands of acres. It's a lot. It's not a million. But it's tens of thousands of acres. And so it produced all this ground smoke. Ground smoke is just the smoke that drifts and either goes up into the atmosphere and comes back to the ground through sinking air, or it just hugs close to the ground. And of course, earlier in the week, we had lots of haze all over the state as the high smoke kind of wafted into the region. But then yesterday, we had this smoke front, basically a cold front that brought the Canadian smoke right to us. And that you could actually watch the smoke front progress across the state on some of the satellite images, and also just using the Pollution Control Agency's air quality monitors. It made a pretty sharp line where you went from decent, you know, good, pretty standard air quality to pretty badly degraded air quality in about a 10 to 15 mile band. Yeah. And so usually when a cold front from Canada comes through, especially this time of year, we think, oh, it's going to be brisk and refreshing. The air is going to feel crisp and clean. But this time it felt, you know, it smelled like a bad campfire.
Yeah.
So mercifully, over most of Minnesota, the smoke has begun lifting off of the ground. It started doing that overnight as, you know, the sinking motions ceased. The center of high pressure is going to start to move overhead this weekend. That's going to keep the smoke, that's going to kind of clear the smoke out a bit, and it's off into Wisconsin now. So the winds are, you know, we've got another day or so of winds blowing from the northwest, but I don't think you're going to have the levels of ground smoke and poor air quality that we had yesterday.
And now we often hear that, or I recall knowing that pre-leaves, before the leaves come out, is a high danger for fire time, but I've never actually experienced there to be fire. Is that why the fires are, I mean, do you think just the leafing of the trees will help solve the problem up in Canada?
It does make a big difference. Basically in this period that you're talking about, yeah, that's the main driver. So our fire season is tied closely to the, the lack of leaves. So our fire seasons are generally here in Minnesota, unless we're in a really nasty drought situation. Generally, our fire season is before green up into the very early green up period. And then not necessarily after the leaves have fallen, but after photosynthesis has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Because once there's no more photosynthesis in the fall, and that process that then begins the change of leaves and whatnot, there's really no more water being conducted through trees and through plants. And so they can dry out pretty quickly. So as you get later into that part of fall, there's less and less water moving through the plants. It's easier for them to dry out. But another big piece of it is just the litter, the leaf litter, twigs and branches. And in prairies, you know, it's dry grasses and whatnot. They're pretty easy to ignite. And in that part of Canada, with something that would be hard for us Minnesotans to wrap our minds around, given the long cold, well, not cold, but the long and snowy winter we endured, there's been a large ridge of high pressure that moved out of the Pacific with extreme warmth and then into the Pacific Northwest, and has spent, you know, parts of the last month kind of baking the interior of the Northwest. And that's, you know, part of this continent. And so those areas have been warm and dry, and that's why they got their early start. These are weather conditions that aren't uncommon there. I mean, it's a semi-arid region, so you expect them to get warm and dry. Just it would usually start later in the season. So we can't say, I'm not a fire expert, we can't say that this year's fire season will be worse necessarily because of that, because they're going to have green up and they should have a normal amount of precipitating weather systems, one would assume. But like a lot of things, even if they're not getting worse, you know, we're seeing this with tornadoes. Tornadoes aren't getting bigger and stronger necessarily, but their seasons absolutely have shifted, and they're now taking up more of the calendar than they used to. And I think we're starting to see the same with these wildfires.
Yeah. Do you have a website that you would recommend for people that really want to sort of understand it better or see what's coming next?
Yeah. So I'll tell you that the best one is Hypnotic. It's kind of like that wind site that you were talking about a couple weeks ago. It's called firesmoke.ca. It's a Canadian fire and smoke website. It takes a little bit to kind of get used to see what they're doing there, but they have a animated model that shows not just, you know, starts with a view of North America, and it shows all the active fires, and then it also projects over a 48-hour period, the smoke emanating from those fires. And so actually, this was about 2 days ago. You could look at this resource and see that Minnesota was going to get hit by some pretty dense smoke. And if you think it's bad, or it was bad yesterday, I mean, just imagine the plumes in the areas closer to the fire or immediately downwind of those fires.
Right.
So, you know, not far from Edmonton. There's a lot of fires just in the hills just west of Edmonton or mountains. And then there's also fires to the northeast and more in Saskatchewan. And you can just see these huge and dense plumes coming out. So if you go to, that's firesmoke, one word, .ca, and then it's their forecasts that are the really hypnotic ones. And there's also some good information that they will link to in some of their resources so that you can kind of get a better understanding of where their information is coming from and
you
know, how they know what they know.
Yeah.
So that's the go-to. Lots of meteorologists, climatologists, fire weather watchers use that resource.
Great.
There's some more technical ones. I'd have to round those up and share them a different time. But there's, people who forecast smoke and fire have to use the best tools out there because it's hard. It's actually just as hard as forecasting storms.
Yeah, interesting. And I'm glad to have that website to look up. Is this portending? I mean, we've heard of, okay, El Nino's coming. Isn't that hot and dry? Is this the beginning of that? Or is it that's not that simple?
According to Michelle Leroux, she's a climate scientist working at the Climate Prediction Center and one of the people who studies these big circulation changes, El Nino and La Nina and all of the other, there's many other ones too that aren't as commonly known but are known among climate scientists and seasonal forecasters. Apparently right now, that although the signs in the ocean of the El Nino are strong, there's no signs of it yet having what we call coupling or having coupled with the atmosphere. So in other words, the ocean signs for El Nino are quite strong already. You see a lot of indicators that the ocean in the Pacific along the equator is warming, and it's warming to El Nino-like levels. But there hasn't yet been an atmospheric response. So if we're seeing El Nino-type weather in any places, that would probably be from a different cause as far as we can tell right now. This is potentially going to be a large El Nino and a strong El Nino. We don't know exactly what that means because so much of the ocean is warm, but typically it does make the world much warmer than it had been in previous years. So we would expect, on average, even if it doesn't ring true for Minnesota, on average, the globe goes to much warmer than normal levels during El Niños, in particular during strong El Niño events. So this one could be a doozy, but we have not yet, probably not yet anyway, seen any symptoms directly from that El Niño. It's going to take a few months for that ocean, all the energy that's kind of being built up in the ocean near the equator. It's going to take a few months to see a really strong effect. Probably by the middle or end of summer, we'll start noticing some changes in the winds over the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, and then you'll start seeing changes in the way our weather systems are tracking and behaving.
Okay, great. Well, we'll be talking about it then, I'm sure. And it looks like we have a pretty nice week, just briefly.
Yeah, mostly good week. There's going to be chances for precipitation, but, you know, you should, especially if you're just off the lake, you should hit 70, no problem, a couple times in the next week or so. And then by the time we get into the end of next week, we start getting warmer and probably more active with more precipitation. But until then, we got mostly dry week, isolated showers, warm weather by and large.
Great. Thanks so much, Kenny. Till next week.
Always good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.